Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mars Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google five-star reviews. Experience the difference online, marks-jewelers.com. Do you think the traffic situation at the sport complex is worse than it used to be? 81.3% say yes. Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, just one thing for both you guys, just two things in that one thing. One, I was just out in the hub there, and I heard I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys.
Good song.
And I thought to myself, when we were thinking about replacing 530 Creed, I Want It That Way would have been a good one. And I also, yesterday, I heard Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp, and I thought that would have been a good one, too.
Jack and Diane's a great song. Yep. Also one of the most famous, confusing lines of all time.
Which one? The one on sucking on chili dogs?
Sucking on chili dogs.
Behind the Tasty Freeze?
No one sucks on chili dogs. You eat a chili dog.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like
yeah, I'm with you.
It's a very confusing line. I think, you know.
There's no confusion.
Well.
It's not something you do.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, you say you're eating a chili dog.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
But saying eating chili dogs doesn't have the same ring as sucking on chili dogs behind the Tasty Freeze.
Yeah. Throws it all off.
High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
And sure still brings a smile to my face.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Yeah.
The official show of the Phillies offseason, the WIP Afternoon Show. Everybody else is going to ignore it. You're not going to hear it on the morning show, on the midday show. They're going to be, you know, twiddling their thumbs.
Although they have Ben and Rube on.
Well, you know.
I think they're probably going to address it.
Well.
So, a quick update on Kyle Schwarber and his free agent status. So, Scott Lauber wrote today that the expectation within the sport is Schwarber will seek 5 years.
Jesus.
Unprecedented for a DH who will be 33 next season. Maybe he'll settle for four. Regardless, his annual salary will climb toward $30 million. Rival team officials are guessing Middleton will match or beat Schwarber's best offer as he did previously for Real Muto and Aaron Nola. You glad he matched it with Aaron Nola or what?
I don't think anybody's happy about that.
Could have been a Brave.
5 years. What are we? Are we insane here?
5150 is the idea.
For a 32-year-old DH that just had his career year.
Just say no. Just say no. Just say no.
Absolutely not.
You want to get him back?
Can you imagine this team in 3 years? No.
Yeah.
No. No, he doesn't. He's not an unprecedented player. He's a good player. He's a very good player. He is not a player who deserves an unprecedented contract. You could make that argument with Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Hell, you could make that argument with Juan Soto, 25 years old.
Yeah.
One of you're doing that, not me. One of the five best hitters in the sport, Soto.
Yeah.
One of the five or seven best. No. Kyle Schwarber, 5 years for 32-year-old.
I'm assuming he's just shooting for the stars.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But they're going to, no offense, Mr. Middleton, you know they will get, because I don't think John Middleton wants to let him go.
Yeah, but this is how we have to let him know. That
this is where we as the show say don't do it.
Like, it's okay. It's like I would take Schwarber back. I would like Schwarber to come back. I'm not giving him a blank check. I'm not saying whatever it takes, you can't lose Kyle Schwarber.
I agree.
5150, even like
I was trying to do four, I mean, three.
You were saying three.
Three, 105. Yeah, 3105.
I was at like 4120.
No.
Even that, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd give him $35 million a year for 3 years.
This team.
That's what I'd do.
This and I know we have Crawford coming up. This team probably
needs. That's a pretty good deal.
Probably needs a right fielder, a left fielder.
Yeah.
Potentially a third baseman. Potentially,
no,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, yeah. I hear you.
What are we talking about?
Well, here's the thing I wondered. Do they. Now, I know from Schwarber's side, it's his job to get as much as he can. But do they go to him and they're like, listen, man, we're trying to bring.
He doesn't care. I don't think he cares
doesn't
right
care.
Now. I don't think so.
He's trying to get his, huh?
This is going to be the biggest payday of his career. I don't think I have no idea, but
I hear you.
But he's not. This is not Dirk in his, you know, his 13th year.
Swan song, yeah. Duncan taking $10 million a year.
This is his payday. This is the one.
But he just got $80 million from the team.
Would you rather have $150 million or $100 million?
If I was in this city.
In this city?
Yeah, in this town?
I get to stay here?
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Maybe
5-150 is a lot.
Maybe he's asking for crazy. I think the message is to John is it's okay to let him go.
Like, I will still be a Phillies fan.
If it starts getting crazy and like you feel like it's getting towards where this is maybe not the best financial situation, it's okay.
So it's
He's probably the hardest to resign, right?
Yes.
The Ranger
number is potentially something you don't want to touch.
Yeah,
either.
I just assume Ranger.
Okay.
Ranger's almost not even in the mix.
Yes.
Yeah.
From him and JT, you're talking about?
Like him and JT. Bader.
JT's 35. And he's pretty implanted here. He's got like four kids. I don't think he's eager to move to a new city. I think he's
2 years, 40?
Yeah, maybe. People are throwing around $20 million a year for him. Right. I'm still in the 15. Feels about right.
Well, did you give him 3 years, 15?
I do not want to give him
2 years, 35 is the deal. And they will choke and give him 3 years.
With an option?
For a fourth or the third?
Give him the 3rd year as a mutual option. That way you give him a little severance package if he's leaving.
Yeah, yeah. This is all getting a little nerve-wracking. Yeah. Which just leads me to the question of, the biggest question that I've been internally debating is, would you rather re-sign everyone, you know, not Ranger, but like re-sign those two and give this team like another run at it? Or would you rather retool a little bit? Like let them go and you have some fresh faces in here and maybe don't win 96 games, but you're still in the 88 to 92 range. And it's a little bit of step back season.
Nope.
Here's
run it back.
Can I make
retool.
An argument for
yeah.
it? We can't say that every team has a chance once they get into the playoffs and then decide that getting into the playoffs with 90 wins rather than 96 wins is going to be the problem. Mm-hmm. Is that my thing is this, is that it's very hard in baseball to load up like the Rams did 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You're still, the difference between them winning World Series next year with, you know, one guy being here and one guy not being here is, I don't know, you go from 12% to 9%. My goal would be get into the playoffs as many times as you can without setting yourself up for an extended run where you're not going to be able to. So when I say lengthen the window, it isn't about some youth movement. It's about being good enough to get into the playoffs, but not burying yourself. And what I worry is about burying the team in 4 years when they go and they sign Schwarber.
And if you go the retool route, you have to let Crawford play 150 games a year or like next year and let him have some runway there.
Right.
And give Painter, which I know.
And
right now it sounds great.
Yeah.
Like right now it sounds great.
It's easy to say today when May and June rolls around here and we're telling Dombrowski to sell off the rest of the farm to go get somebody because these guys can't play.
I know.
Then we will all feel different.
And that's like, that's the internal thing I'm debating in my head where I was like, well, do I want to watch a step back season? I don't really want to watch step back season, but it could be the best thing for the greater good of the franchise.
Well, the Mariners won 90 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They're about to be in the World Series.
You just gotta play
got
baseball.
The big dumper too.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully Aiden Miller's got a big dumper. Can we? Can we get him to do some squats?
So here's my thing. As much as I like Kyle Schwarber, right? My point is really that if you're going to move on from these guys, you may not have to bring somebody in who hits 45 to 50 home runs. But I also don't want you bringing in somebody who hits 20 home runs. Because I don't know how you make up the difference from a production standpoint, because the other guy still had the same flaws.
Yes.
He covered up a lot of flaws from a run-producing standpoint for us to win 96 games.
I agree. I think they could get players that help them in more areas than Schwarber does, where maybe you're not getting 50 home runs, and we'll mention them from now until the cows come home, but but that could maybe get you 25 or 30 home runs, but also maybe make it one of your positions that you're weak defensively on. Maybe you become strong defensively on one of those positions, and you become a team that is more versatile and maybe is better. You're not worried about aging poorly the same way you were worried about Schwarber. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe the Schwarber numbers are they're a lie. Maybe this is
fear-mongering.
Maybe it's somebody locally giving this to Scott Lauber, so
jump on it.
Yeah, so we're all okay when they don't do something crazy because they're worried about it.
Well, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
hook, line, and sinker.
Well, here's what I'm saying, and I guarantee you I won't be alone come next May and June. This had better be a team that's in the hunt, that's a contending team.
Yes,
so whatever
I agree.
Roster they put together, whomever it is, like, you want to go bring in some other guy.
You can't just let Schwarber go and then not sign anyone.
That's exactly what I'm
saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I still want to have a good baseball team. We got the freaking All-Star game here next year.
That's a good point. You got to make sure that the team is viable.
I want to be one of these terrible teams and we don't have any representatives except for one. Who's that going to be, Bryce?
Yeah, well, it's going to suck when Schwarber could be on another team and he comes here for the home run derby.
When we had the All-Star game last, was our lone rep, was that the Shane Raleigh year?
Was that 96?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Pitalico?
Oh, maybe it was Pitalico. You're right.
Believe so.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe so. I think he's the only guy. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's probably what they're debating down there.
Yeah.
But I do think getting a different mix in here is also a good thing.
I'm not opposed to it.
But you also can't. But I agree with you. Like, you can't just let him go and then save the money.
That's my thing. Yeah. Like, yeah, don't start the penny pinching on us.
No interest. Find a way to get off Castellanos in Taiwan and save that's 36.
There you go.
That's $38 million.
How
right
about
there.
This? I'm willing to trade Aaron Nola.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. Teams
that's
are lining
so
up.
Bold.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness. Ike, thank you so much.
Somebody get John Middleton a stick so he can fight off all the teams that are trying to get Aaron Nola.
The most expensive innings eater of all time.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Wow. Cut that, Justin. Get that video out there. Yeah. Wow. All right. So other things real quick. So the part of the Kevin Long thing, his contract did expire at the end of the year.
Oh, he's gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So it's one thing they could do.
But is the Schwarber, because Schwarber loves Kevin Long.
Listen, if they make a decision on a hitting coach because of Schwarber, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. Just go in there and do what he already told you to do.
Yeah,
you're
fine.
You're still here.
You only hit for average at the end of the year anyway.
Yeah.
For the last 2 months. And a big win for our just run up the score Dodgers last night. Come on, sweep out. Don't lose another game so we can do the loser. We
you
were this
can do
close.
The loser thing.
He's ready.
Yes.
You know he is.
Ike's with me.
I am.
No. Anybody but the Dodgers.
Come on, Dodgers.
No, you
don't
have to
want an 0-1 Lakers run.
You have to cheer against them like you cheered against the Heatles, like you cheered against the Warriors with Durant. They're cheating. They have too many good players. We need them to lose. And if they lose soon, you know, Freddie Freeman's on the on the wrong side of his prime. Mookie
35,
Betts is on the wrong side of his prime. Come on.
Well, you can go ahead and let them win. Who cares?
No, no.
Well, I tell you what. For as much talent as they have, they are winning a lot of 2-1 games.
Well, the pitching's going on. The pitching's going on a generational run. How jealous do you think Alec Bohm was of that double play last night? He could. He would not wait to ground into that kind of double play.
The fly ball double play?
Yeah.
If you have not seen this play last night, it was the most outrageous thing I've ever seen. I said it out loud as soon as it happened. I've never seen anything like that. It was fly ball to center by Max Muncy.
Yes.
Long fly ball, would have been within a foot of a home run. Center fielder goes up, goes into his glove, goes out of his glove, bounces off the wall. He catches it. Everybody thought he caught it. He throws the bases are loaded, throws the force out at home from Teoscar Hernandez, who was on third. And then the guy who was supposed to go to third ran back to second. Catcher runs to third and flies out in a double play. I've never seen anything like that in my life. It was wild. 215-592-9494. You've never seen anything like the deals Colonial Hyundai has right now. You like that, how I did that right there? John Ashdell, the cars are. When you walk through the lot of Colonial between now and October 31st, you're going to see a red tag on every single one of those cars. What's that going to mean? A deal. A deal. How about this? Your choice. Brand new Hyundai Palisade. Brand new Hyundai Santa Fe. Award-winning Tucson, just $199 a month. That's only happening at Colonial. You know what else is only happening at Colonial? A guarantee of $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. You know what else has happened at Colonial? Every new Hyundai you leave with, you buy there at Colonial, is coming with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get in there. Hurry into Colonial responsibly to Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, lease tier one credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year, 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good to finally hear from you again.
Yeah. OG, they say you're dunking. They say you're dunking. Say you're ducking smoke.
They took my call this time. This is something that you're not privy to.
Okay.
But some people in the station has a issue of keeping me on, you know, on the hold. And
that's right. I got you.
It
used to be that way. It used to be that way. It used to get right up.
Interesting.
Somebody called the Wambulance.
But I understand it. You know what I'm saying? When you're this great and I get it. You know what I mean?
The preamble. We're a minute into this. Okay.
That's like chapters. This chapter right on up.
Yep.
Yeah, so let me do this here. Let me do this. This team has a lot of issues here. I told y'all that I played a long game, and it didn't take much to see that, what is his name? Akili Ringo is not, you know, it's. Confidence is totally shot. Adoree Jackson should have never even been signed as a free agent. I posted an AJ Brown old thing when he first came.
Was well
his phone. Can you just check on him? Tell him this is not me. It's him. Well, it is. The phone's unacceptable.
You're right.
I'm going to give him 30 more seconds. I'm just going to let Jack see whether it sounds good or not. What do you think, Jack? Jack thinks it's okay. All right, they should have never signed Adoree Jackson. Continue on.
Yeah, you got me now?
Yeah.
We good? Is that better? Okay, so listen. So I posted a video of A.J. Brown when he first came here, and he was talking about how in Tennessee he was upset that he got traded and everything, and then he had to realize that it was a business, and he said he was on social media posting stuff, and that's what caused him. So now he's to the point that, it's like, okay, I just got to realize that you just go out, do your job, and collect your check on Tuesday or whatever, and keep on moving. You know what I'm saying? And it would almost sound like he was talking about it like, you know, like, but actually, that's what he's doing now. The same thing that he did in Tennessee to get traded, he's doing here now. And it's like, we don't even want to talk about it. We never want to, like, identify with a crisis that a locker room can have when you were a split. You know what I'm saying? So now we have the offensive lineman, and Jordan Mailata admitted that he's playing like crap, so I'm glad he admit that. Our tackle, Dickerson, is hurt. The center, he's still recovering. It's bad all around. So Jalen's got to play better. You know what I'm saying? But we all know that Jalen's best play comes when he's protected. So, and if and they say that the Eagles don't mass protect. So don't you think that would be a good change to make, Ike and Spike, like right now?
The pass protection's been pretty good, OG, and he, like, in terms of time to throw,
He has the longest.
I think he and Justin Fields are right at 2.7 seconds, which is the longest between when he snaps the ball and when he throws it in the NFL. So he.
Okay, I think we talked about this before.
No, right? But hold on a second. I would agree that the offensive line has not, especially in the run game, has not been very good this year. But from pass protect, they really, especially the last couple of games, has really not been that bad.
So we're in the Denver game, we're just going to. So Mailata just wasn't getting beat off the edge. So we didn't see that. That's not what we saw.
Well, but we can't always see. Jack does this with Bryce. Hold on a second. Jack does this with Bryce. What he'll do is he'll say, look, Bryce needs to hit better, but other thing. And you do that.
I don't do that.
Jalen needs to play better, but here's everybody else. We agree that everybody that the offensive line is not playing great this year. We agree. But you're the Jalen guy. And if you're going to call up and be the Jalen guy, you can't just blame everybody else all the time, because when we give you the other situations with other quarterbacks, you don't accept them. So,
well, then I thought I prefaced this by saying Jalen has to play better.
Yes, but then you go and you explain specifically why everybody else isn't playing well. So what isn't Jalen doing well? What isn't Jalen doing well that he needs to do better?
I think Jalen, in terms of what he's not doing, what he's not doing well is what? I mean,
I don't know. You tell me. You just said he needs to play better. So what does he need to do better? We all agree the offensive line needs to play better, right?
The rhythm in the offense needs to be better. And because he's the quarterback, he's responsible for that rhythm.
So how can he do – what can he do to make the rhythm better?
I think he could probably get the ball out of his hands quicker, but in that situation – what are you getting it to quicker to?
You watch other football games, right? I assume.
Yes.
You would see that a ton of quarterbacks right now have to throw underneath a lot because of the way teams play defense. That too high thing is all over the place now.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
He hasn't been great at that. And a lot of that is underneath in the middle of the field, and he doesn't do it quick enough.
Here's the issue with that. And I think people have a misconception of getting the ball to the under. That's what the defense wants you to do.
No, so but you have to show that you can do it.
Okay.
You have to show that you can do it.
Spike, my point is this. By doing it don't mean you're winning games by doing it. No, you're doing what a defense wants you to do. That's why they're playing that coverage, so that they can react and come up and make the tackle. So you're not winning in that situation by getting the ball, rid of the ball like that. I would rather Jalen get rid of the ball downfield and in different combination of routes instead of the same
stuff that we've been seeing. Blaming someone else.
That's all. I mean, but you call it blaming.
That's what you're doing.
What you don't want to look at is the reality that of things that you may not know about football, that football is a rhythmatic thing. And
it's
that
a rhythmatic thing.
Routes and there's routes.
I do know English.
Routes,
that's not a word.
Okay. In football, that's a word. And I'm sure
rhythmatic?
You don't play football.
Okay.
Yes, it's called rhythm.
All
it's
right.
Chemistry and everything. That has – y'all call it culture now. Okay. So, rhythmatic means things that's in the flow of the game.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I know it's hard for people, you to understand.
All right.
But that's what football is.
Well, go ahead. Just finish your list of everybody else that needs to do things better. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Well, what I was trying to say – is that this team right now is on a hill that if after this Minnesota game, if they don't get it right now in this next game, you can cancel Christmas, okay? So I got them winning four more games as of right now.
Woo! Four?
Four.
Okay.
Four.
So they're going to go eight and nine?
At the rate this team is moving with the ills of on this team, I don't think – see, this guy that retired – he retired for the same reason Kelsey and Fletcher retired, because they didn't want to deal with the kiddie bull crap going on with Jalen and AJ, and that's why he retired. A lot of people don't know it. I'm sure you don't want to look at that, but. But this team right now, inside that locker room, it's horrible. It's hard. And veteran guys don't want to deal with it, will not deal with it. So they better get it fixed now, or you will only win 4 more games.
Yes. Ike, do you think that – thank you for the call, OG. Do you think Za'Darius Smith gave up several million dollars because the wide receiver and the quarterback aren't getting along?
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know why he retired, but yeah. I don't think so. Because quite frankly, he doesn't have to interact with those guys
right.
very often. I mean, he's on the defensive side of the ball. He hadn't been here but 3 weeks.
Jack, did you notice that I noticed OG did your Bryce trick?
Well, I don't do a Bryce trick.
It is a Bryce trick.
I don't. I call it right how I see it. Yeah. Is what it is.
Yeah, he needs to play better. That's all they get. That's all we get out of him.
Yep. He needs to play better.
He needs to play better. Okay. What is what's coming
Whoa.
Up?
Whoa.
What?
I see who's on my board.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. What's coming up in the top 5 and 5? Yeah.
Situations I'm monitoring here at WIP.
Oh, these are always my favorite.
Yep.
These are always my favorite.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.